A federal trial is underway for three people accused of working in a smuggling ring. That group allegedly led 19 illegal immigrants to their deaths. The immigrants were packed into a truck trailer for a border crossing from Mexico in May of 2003. Here's Jack Williams of Houston Public Radio.
It was a case that exposed the dangers faced by thousands of illegal immigrants who pay human smugglers to transport them into the United States. 74 immigrants began the trip near Harlingen, Texas, packed into a crowded trailer. High temperatures and a lack of air soon turned the trailer into a death trap. At a truck stop about 100 miles from Houston, the driver abandoned the trailer, where authorities found 17 dead immigrants. Two others died later at a hospital. On trial are two men and a woman accused of playing minor roles in the smuggling plan. If convicted, they could spend the rest of their lives in prison. Nestor Rodriguez is the co-director of the Center for Immigration Research at the University of Houston.
Frankly, I don't think this trial is going to play like a major role in changing behavior at the border, even smuggling. But I think it is good in this sense. One is that we're applying justice to a desperate situation, and that however we feel about immigration, that justice must prevail in the sense that we have to have a lawful border.
Neither the defense or the prosecution is allowed to talk outside the courtroom because of a gag order, but in his opening statement, the government prosecutor told jurors the smugglers treated the immigrants like cattle on the way to the slaughterhouse. Rodriguez says although some smugglers know the people they're transporting and feel responsible for their safety, many have no connection and treat immigrants like a commodity.
There's also the commercial smuggler who just bring in mass volumes of migrants, doesn't know where they're coming from, doesn't know them personally, and in many cases care less what happens to them. Sometimes they're abandoned in trailers, in the deserts, in rivers, wherever.
The Center for Immigration Research tracks immigrant deaths using death certificates. Rodriguez estimates at least 300 to 400 die crossing the U.S.-Mexico border each year. In this case, the government has thousands of documents that outline how the ring worked. Prosecutors plan to show how the immigrants were brought across the border, hidden in safe houses, and then transported to larger cities like Houston. Joe Vail is a former immigration judge with the Department of Justice and says this was not an isolated incident.
I think these types of things happen out along the Arizona desert. I think they've happened along the Texas border many times. But I think here it's just that you've caught the people in the act of doing it. And so it is so clear what they did in this case.
Vail says he doubts the trial will put a dent in the lucrative human smuggling trade and says current U.S. immigration laws encourage both smugglers and illegal immigrants.
It's not much different than the era of Prohibition, which where you had a very unrealistic set of laws that didn't recognize the reality, and you had criminals that were able to make huge amounts of money, the mafia or whatever, based on an unrealistic set of laws, which drives normally good people to take extreme measures to survive.
11 other defendants have been indicted in the smuggling case and are expected to stand trial next year, including the truck driver who faces the death penalty if he's convicted. 5 more have pleaded guilty and will cooperate with the government. The trial is expected to last between 3 and 4 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.